The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Welcome to the Well Hung Podcast, where we reach into the well of life and bring you the gems of the week, from news to pop culture. Now, here are your hosts, Diana and Nate.
Hi, Diana.
Hello. How are you, Nate?
Better than you sound. You sound like you've had a day.
Oh, my God. What happened today? Oh, yeah. So I woke. I had work at 8:30.
Ooh. Me too.
I got off at 5:30.
Me too.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
But then I didn't close last night, but practically I was closing because they kept me longer. So I haven't slept in all weekend. But this is why I sound so wonderful. Besides the tone of my voice where I hate everybody.
Sure.
So you know how I got really sick? I had that tone. The tonsillitis.
Before you do that, let me just say this. I want to say congratulations, because when people hear this, yesterday you will have had your debut at the Comedy Store.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Thanks, man. Thanks.
Unless you've passed away at some point between those
yeah,
two days.
God, I hope not. Don't jinx it, man. Knock on wood.
Because, yeah, right here. Yeah, because we record a week early. So, yeah. But yeah.
Thank you. I'm glad. It's cool that you, like, people are, like, kind of getting it. Like, I got really excited.
It's a big deal. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I got really lucky, though. Really, really lucky with that. My friend
being born female, Asian, and lesbian. Yeah.
Yes. Actually, what happened was
Margaret Cho couldn't make it.
Oh yeah, that's what happened. They replaced me. Whatever. I'll fucking take it. They were like, "You look close enough.
Close enough. Yep.
No, what happened was I ended up I have this Arizona gig booked. My first out of state gig in December. So I'm really excited about that. But then the person that booked me, it's a charity event. The person that booked me, was like, likes my stuff, and she was asked to do that Comedy Store gig, but she can't because of personal reasons. So, her name's Cass McPherson. She's really, really funny. YouTuber. She's cool. She's super nice.
Okay.
But she asked me if she was like, "Hey, crazy idea. Do you want to perhaps, do a spot at the Comedy Store?" And I was like, crazy might be an understatement, but yes, how does this happen? And so someone she got me in touch with the booker and the producer and stuff. So yeah, I'm super excited. It's crazy. I didn't expect comedy to do something like that so soon. It's like insane. I'm super stoked.
No, it's very cool. And hope you never know. See, that's the thing about, everybody's like, "Well, you can do comedy anywhere." Well, you can. But if you're doing comedy in L.A., there could be somebody important that might see it. If you're doing comedy in Woodland, there's not going to be anybody important this season.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm just super stoked to go to L.A. Hopefully I can go to, like, Porto's Bakery this time. Last time I didn't have time. But I'm trying to get some good food. They have, like, a burrito I want to try. Okay. I'm, like, super excited. Like, I'm probably going to just drive through the night, sleep in L.A., like, in my car for a couple hours, get some food.
Mm-hmm.
And then bring some food to go and then just like do the show and then drive back so I can make it back for the next recording of the Well Hung. As long as my work allows that to happen.
Yeah.
I like how they're getting in the way of like life as opposed to.
Oh, the people who give you money? Those bastards.
Yeah, those. Well, they're not giving me much because I have been sick.
Right. And you're a commission salesperson too.
Yeah. Oh my God. People need to fucking understand that. I don't know if I can just put on Facebook, "Hey, FYI, we work on commission. So when you literally make us spend 30 to 40 minutes with you and then you say, oh, like I'm actually going to order these online."
No.
Or my favorite. Actually, I have someone I work with already, so I'm going to give them the shoes.
Oh, no. That's not okay.
This lady straight up took the shoes away from me and was like, "Yeah, my stylist is over there," and took the shoes and was like, "I want to give her the credit." I was like,
"Oh, that's not okay.
I did the work. I don't understand what makes you think that's okay."
I feel bad taking up a lot of a salesperson's time in a store, whether they're commissioned or not. I just want to get in, get my stuff, and get out. I don't want to spend a ton of time. I feel bad. Like, if I go to buy running shoes and I have to try on more than three pair, I feel like the world's biggest asshole. Even though I'm spending $100 on a pair of running shoes, and I need to find the pair that's going to fit me right and that's going to feel right, and they're always like, "No, don't worry about it."
No, like, I have no, this, I can't speak for every salesperson, but I have no problem if someone spends, you know, as long as they're going with the intention of purchasing. If it, nothing fits, I get it. Like, I'm not going to feel bad because it's like, dude, it's our company's bad that we don't, or our store's right. bad that we don't have the product. So I'm not going to be upset. And I rather, the returns hurt us too.
Yeah.
So I rather you walk away happy than you settling and then returning it, because don't get my hopes up, because I'm not trying to see you again for the same shoe.
Exactly.
So, and this happened today. I had the worst sale. Like, it got to the point I told my coworker that she just looked at me. She's like, dude, like, it's not your day. I'm like, it's not, like, today is not my day. But the thing that's really shitty is because since I've been sick, they gave me these antibiotics that, like, still make me, like, really nauseous and dizzy, so I can't, like, bend down or, like, move around too fast, so, like, I can't help as many people.
Right.
And there's times where I'm just like, I can tell that they just, like, this one, oh, this is my favorite. This one lady, she had her daughter try on these boots, and she's like, yeah, she's a 7.5 or 8. I was like, well, we only have it in 8. Let me, like, here's the 8. She tries on, hella room. These are, like, way too big for her. I'm like, honestly, I think she's probably a 7. Like, I have a 7 in a different color. We can try it on for size. We can order the shoe. And she's like, well, no, she's a 7.5 for shoe in her other shoes, so no, she's a 7.5. I'm like, all right. You obviously think you know better. I just don't work here, you know, whatever. So I find the 7.5, and she tries on the 7.5. They're still too big.
Right.
And then her mom's like, well, maybe she should try on the 7. I'm like, really? You think? Pretty sure I was right about this. So we don't have the color she wanted. So we try to order it. But the thing is, we can't take cash, because if it doesn't get sent out, then you don't get charged.
Right.
So she tried to pull out cash. I'm like, I can put this on a gift card and give you the gift card back afterward. But, it, you know, there has to be, like, a plastic paper trail, basically, is what we need.
Right.
And she was like, all right, well, I'll just do it by myself online.
Great.
That was my day. That is how my day started, middle and end. That was my day. That was, oh, but then, it's ever since I've been sick, it's been like, oh, so I'm going to put a disclaimer out there for people that live in California, especially the Sacramento area. Do not go to fucking MD stat on Howe and Fair Oaks. And I think this is the same as, like, if I was to leave a Yelp review, so I can name drop and stuff like that. It's too late anyway.
Well, it's your opinion. It's your opinion and what happened to you.
This is a trip. This was like a freaking, the actual dealing with management turned into like a 3-day affair. But so I went there on Friday. So this is weeks ago, obviously. But right. I went on Friday to check in because you saw me on Monday. I was still not like, I was worse on Friday.
Yeah, Monday you came in, we did this show, you did one Nate Darling show, and then you had to tap out.
Yeah. So, and I never tap out. That one time I had the allergies really bad. Everything is like the disease. I still stay. Like, I want to tap out unless I just could not do it anymore. So what happened was, that Friday before, I went to urgent care because I was swollen. Like, my glands were swollen. It was just bad. It turns out the person that checked me was a nurse practitioner. He wasn't, yeah, or no, a medical assistant. He okay. wasn't even a doctor.
Well, nurse practitioners aren't doctors either, and they check people out all the time.
He wasn't, but yeah, which is fine. But then this fool, he didn't do any tests. He was just like, all right, you have tonsillitis. Here's some antibiotics, and here's steroids to help with the inflammation.
And make you strong, yes.
Yes. Funny thing is that I kept getting worse.
Oh, so it wasn't the right thing to give you then.
No. Story gets better. So I go on one Wednesday. I had to leave work because I was so like, I was like, something's not right. Like, it's gotten to the point where, like, I can't even brush my teeth. Like, I can't even eat because my gums are so, I'm in so much pain.
That's not okay.
No, definitely not. So I go in, I check in. My friend is with me. We go in and the doctor, they ask you questions, right? The nurse checks you in, asks you questions, is like, all right, do you smoke all this? So I was like, well, I haven't smoked since I got sick, but, like, yeah, I'll occasionally smoke cigarettes. So the doctor comes in, sees my chart, and gives me a 5-minute lecture about how smoking's bad for me.
Smoking's bad.
And I'm too young, beautiful, and smart to be smoking. 5 minutes of this shit.
Yeah. Yeah. He's
before he even asked me what's wrong.
Right.
And then he asked me what's wrong. I was like, well, my glands are swollen, my throat hurts, and now, like, my gums, like, something's not right. And he was like, all right, open your mouth. Oh, no, he asked me if I had nasal drippers, and I said no. So he tells me to open my mouth. He flashes the light barely looks, just flashes the light and is like, okay, checks my breathing and taps my face. And he's like, all right, you have a sinus infection.
Okay.
And he was going to prescribe me drugs for a sinus infection. And I was like, well, I know I'm not a doctor, but I have no nasal congestion, nothing like that. So for you to tell me it's a sinus infection, I'm having a hard time believing that, especially since you didn't check my tonsils.
Right.
Which is the main complaint I have. And he's like, well, I did check. I'm like, no, motherfucker, you did not. You flashed the light. He didn't take the tongue suppressor or anything. So I was just like, this is not right. And then my friend's like, this is really weird. Like, you didn't check anything. Like, this, that can't be a right diagnosis. And so I complained some more. And then finally, he was just like, well, he yells in the hallway. He's like, all right, someone needs to talk. Dante, can you talk to her? Dante's great, by the way. Can you talk to her? She, like, I can't. And so he looks at me, he's like, someone's going to come talk to you. He's like, I can't talk to you. Like, he was telling Dante, like, I can't talk to her anymore. I was like, you didn't evaluate me. You didn't examine me. Like, what the fuck is that bullshit? You gave me a 5-minute lecture on smoking, and then you said I have a sinus infection.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said there's no signs of gingivitis, but you're going to give me mouthwash. Motherfucker, I do all that. Like, what the hell? Like, what do you think that was going to do? So, well, I complained.
Obviously, you just wouldn't listen to him, so that's why he tapped out.
Well, it turns out, so I went over to, they sent me over to Laguna. Keep in mind, the first visit, including the drugs, was $150. The second visit, right, because it's within 2 weeks, was $80. They sent me to Laguna because of complaining. Met the dopest doctor, the coolest doctor ever. He checked me out, and he's like, he looked at what they gave me. And, oh, this was fun. The second doctor told me that there was nothing in my chart from the first visit about being prescribed medication.
Oh, probably because they can't.
Yeah. So
you have to be at least like a nurse practitioner to prescribe medication, I believe.
Yeah. So I think they're like, I don't know why he didn't put it in the chart. I was like, that's funny.
He's not allowed to write in the chart. he can dispense.
So they sent me someone. They gave me someone.
Okay.
That couldn't. Okay, that's bullshit. So anyway,
no, I have no idea. I'm just making it up.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised, because so I talked to the new doctor. He's like, your tonsils are still obviously like infected. He gave me cultures. He actually paid for my strip culture, because he was like, I was like, dude, I can't, like, this is so much money for like a medical visit. I'm missing work. Like, this is the worst time for me to be sick. He's like, all right, I'll pay for your strip culture. And so, like, did all that. Didn't have strep. Turns out I just have like a really, really bad infection with tonsillitis. He looked at the meds that they gave me from the first visit and was like, that's not right. They shouldn't have given you that. Those right. do nothing. He's like, no wonder like you got worse. I was like, oh, funny. Yeah, the other doctor said it was a sinus infection. He's like, you got to be kidding. I'm like, nope.
Someone's going to get yelled at.
So someone did get yelled at.
Yeah.
So I bitched, because I was like, how the fuck are you going to charge me like what? $230 for that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't get treated. And they're, I guess because federally I ended up getting treatment.
Right.
They can't refund me or anything.
Well, they could. They're just not required to. I mean, they can do anything they want. They're a private business. They can give you back their money, your money.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And then but I was
they
like,
they don't have to, though.
So then I was just like, all right, well, I was talking to my friend about it. I was like, I kind of want to take them to small claims court just to, like, put it out there that they're really shitty. Like, really shitty. Because I just was bitching with the general manager, and she was just like, I was like, you guys have to do something about that doctor. He's straight up. She was like, every doctor's entitled to their opinion. I'm like, he had no opinion to give because he didn't treat me.
Yeah, it's not a thing they're going to win, because doctors are licensed by the medical board and there's not really anything they can do about it until they kill someone. Then you can do something about it.
That's what sucks. I was like, what? Like, if I went with this guy and I was just like, oh, yeah, OK, give me these drugs for the sinus infection. I can't imagine, because it already spread to my gums.
Yeah.
And so now I'm on these antibiotics that are like super strong. Apparently they give them for people like with like STIs and shit. So like, I'm basically, it kills like all the bacteria. I lost 5 pounds in like 4 days.
Yeah, looking good.
Thanks. I felt great. Actually, I stepped on the scale. I was like, hold on, this is dope. But it was just such bullshit, because I was like, you got, this fool didn't even treat me at all. And like, here's the thing. This was my favorite part. I wrote a status about this. This is my fucking favorite part. The office manager comes in and he's like, I think it's just a cultural difference.
Right. You, oh, yeah, I saw that.
You remember? And I was just like, no, you can't play that fucking card because I know about cultural differences and he straight up didn't teach me. And once you start practicing, because he was Indian, once you start practicing Western medicine, I'm pretty sure you can't like claim like that you're ignorant to culture, Western culture. You can't do that.
Well, I don't care if you're ignorant to Western culture or not. If you're going to practice medicine in a Western culture, you need to fucking learn what you're talking about.
That's what I thought, too. I thought that was a... like, and if they're like, I don't know what's wrong with him, this is his first complaint, I'm like, I don't give a fuck how many complaints he had. It would make me feel worse if you told me we usually always get complaints about him. But they kept saying this was his first complaint. I was like, what? Nothing you say is going to make the situation better. He straight up just bitched at me for, I think that either that or he's homophobic because he looked at me and he looked at my friend because my friend looks kind of gay. I was coming from work, so I look kind of gay too. But like the way he just like, he kind of had this look and I was like, this is not going to go well. This is really weird. And then so I was really upset. But the thing is, like, if they're like, yeah, I don't know what's wrong with him, maybe he's having a bad day, I'm like, I don't give a fuck what kind of day he's having. If you're having a bad day, you stay home.
Right.
If I have a bad day, I can go to work because all I fuck up on is shoes. You fuck up someone's life. So that's why I'm still sick. And that's why I'm still mad at MD Stats. So if you want to go yell, like, I was going to leave a bad Yelp review, but then I looked at their Yelp reviews and they're horrible. Like, hella people had the same experience I did where they just didn't examine them. So then I told my friend about it, who's a lawyer, because I was like, what are my options here? And he's like, well, actually pretty much nothing. You can write a formal complaint, but that might, I mean, it could be on their record, so that might do something. But you know, you should, why don't you have insurance? I was like, well, it starts January 1st. So that's why, if you don't have fucking Obamacare right now, you better jump on that shit. Otherwise, you'll be seeing these motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is the law of the land. If you don't have Obamacare, you're going to get dinged on your taxes, too.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. That's part of the Affordable Care Act is everybody needs to have insurance. And if you don't have insurance, then you face a fine, which will be levied upon you as a tax. I forgot how much it is, but... yeah, you might as well get insurance if you're going to pay money.
I don't understand what the point is. Like, well, I mean,
the point,
like,
of what?
Well, insurance. Like, why can't everything just be like free?
Oh, because there's a bunch of people who don't want single payer systems and who don't want, and it's never free. Yeah, that's a huge misconception in countries where it's part of the social contract. It's part of their taxes. They pay taxes, and part of what they get is basic medical care is free. If you live in Canada, you pay a little higher taxes than we do here, but your health care is included. If you live in Great Britain, you pay higher taxes, your health care is included. Here, we pay plenty in taxes, but it all goes to bullshit. It doesn't go to things that will help us, like, I don't know, fixing and repairing roads and bridges and providing health care for citizens, because there's a bunch of people who go, who do you want deciding what's best for you? You and your insurance company or some bureaucrat? And I'm falling on the line with a bureaucrat at this point, because the people at the insurance company just want to make a profit. The bureaucrat just wants to go home.
That's true. I mean, do want to go. I know how that fucking feels.
They just want to go home. They don't. They're not looking to make a margin out of how much they can take off of the cost of your treatment. They just want to wrap up their stuff and go home for the day. However, that's going to happen. They know they're off work at 4 o'clock, and they want to get their thing done, get you off their table, and move forward.
See, that's what I like. That's but then like. The thing is, like, oh, man. And then I got a phone call, like an email today where I have to deal with this insurance from the accident that I had back in, like, what was it, June or July or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, I'm still dealing with that shit. So I'm fucking exhausted.
Being an adult sucks, doesn't it?
I looked at, like, I have TimeHop, that app. Right. And, like, one of my statuses from, like, 3 years ago or something was, like, Ellie Goulding is doing a signing at Amoeba Records, but at 3 p.m. But I also have a tea time to play Harding Park.
Right.
Choices. What do I do? And I was like, that was my life. Like, that is, that's when I was still an adult. I was working full time. I was doing all that. But that was the decisions I had to make. Do I play Harding Park, which is where they have like the fucking President's Cup and all that shit? Or do I go meet Ellie Goulding? Like, that was, those were the big decisions of my, I did play Harding Park though.
There you go.
But those were like the big decisions of my life. I was like, why can't I go back to that period of being an adult before I almost fucking died from this fucking infection because they don't want to fucking treat it. I'm still bitter about it. These antibiotics are really fucking into my money, man. Like, it sucks because if I don't sell more, I don't make more money. And I took like 3 days off because I'm sick. Like, I'm still broke. And this is the only time that I'm rich the whole entire year. If they keep me on full time, this is the only time I'm... This money is supposed to hold me over for the whole entire year.
Yeah, this is that unlimited earning potential that they told you about.
This one full at work had three $4,000 days.
Damn!
That's already my paycheck.
Damn!
Right?
That guy's a good salesman.
He moves hella fast. I used to move that fast too. And then I got sick and then I move and I'm, every time I talk to me, I'm like, you know, you don't want the fucking shit. Fine. Just fuck off. Like, don't bother me with this shit. Take the shoe or don't. So I try to stand by the UGG table because they're just like, these are gifts. I'm like, I don't care if they're getting returned. I just need the sale right now.
Just wanted to feel better. Just wanted to feel better.
I'll fucking take it. Instant gratification is my thing right now.
Well, Comedy Store. That's a big deal.
I'm so excited for that. And then I'm actually at my first out-of-town gig in Arizona. I got a hotel. Like, and I'm actually getting paid. Like, this is so...
You're going to get some strange while you're on the road?
I don't know if this is an option. It's an LGBT event. It might be.
Well,
it might be an option.
Oh, my God. You don't even have to bring sand to the beach. Just gonna be, you're going to just look around and go, oh, lesbian, 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 lesbian. You're not even going to have to wonder. You're going to be
know.
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited. But then, I don't know, it's weird. I always find it weird whenever, like, I hook up with someone after a show. But whenever it happened once, and we didn't actually hook up, we made out. And it was really, really interesting.
Lame.
It was funny because I got, like, all awkward. And she was like, well, I really want, like, basically it was like, I want to, like, hook up with you, like, now. Like, tonight. And I was like, I have work tomorrow.
I have work tomorrow.
And I was like,
she doesn't want to knit a quilt. She wants you to rub her clit.
And then I was like, and you have work too. And then I just left.
Oh, my God.
And she was like, I'll call you. I was like, no, you won't.
Well, no, of course she won't because you didn't rub her clit.
That's so graphic.
You know, five minutes of a little circular motion on her clitoris or clitoris, whatever you prefer to pronounce it as, and she would have left happy and she would have called and you could have hooked up in your own sweet time.
It was just so, this was bad. I think she's like 22 or 23 because I was like, wait, how old are you? You're over 21 because you're in a bar, right? Like, I'm not trying to fuck with this again.
Yeah.
And then she was like, I think she said 22. And she's like, well, how old are you? I'm like, 26.
You could have gone to high school together. What is your problem?
Well, then this is what bothered me. Then she's like, oh, that's not bad. I'm like, oh, God. God, don't say that.
Not if you would have done it right. Oh, I'm so disappointed in you.
Oh, my God. You're not the only one. I told my coworker. Because my coworker said, I'll be your wingwoman. And then I told her this story, and she was like,
nope, I'm out.
She's like, no. I'm tapping out, man. Like, that's way too much fucking work to do. Like, what? No. That's you. That was literally given to you, and you ran. Like,
this is the same thing as if somebody came into the store, and they had to stop their car using the bottom of their feet, and it wore the soles off their shoes, and they had so much money it was falling out of their pockets, and you couldn't close the deal on a shoe sale. It's the same thing.
Dude, that's a touchy subject, man. There was this one lady that was like looking at I finally convinced her to buy these like $500 pair of boots, right?
Whoa, nice.
$500.
And then you let her off the hook.
This is what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Her car didn't go through.
Oh.
And she was like, oh, it's probably meant to be. And then leaves. And I was like,
well, that's different.
I was like so mad at just karma. I was like, what did I do wrong this week where shit is just finally getting back to me? Or did I do something wrong like 10 years ago in the past life? And it's all coming on to me like these last 2 weeks. It doesn't. It's bullshit. It was a cock tease. This whole fucking day has been a cock tease. And they're like, oh, you're gonna buy? Oh no, it's fine. Like I said, I don't like to push people to buy because that means they're gonna return it. It's just like, if you're already there to buy, just go buy. Don't order it online. Don't say to my face you're gonna fucking order online.
Right.
Because
just go. I've changed my mind.
I'll order online for you through the website. You don't have to deal with the fucking company.
Yeah.
Oh, Katy Perry.
Yeah. By the way, Katy Perry, the halftime act at the Super Bowl.
Really?
Yeah. Breaking news.
Oh, I went to the Raider game, the one where they won.
Yeah, the Thursday game.
Yeah, the Thursday game from like two Thursdays ago, because this Thursday, who knows if they're going to...
They won't be playing, but go ahead, because it's Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's right. The next Thursday. Sorry, like 20, they're playing, right?
Yeah, either way, go
anyway,
on.
Anyway, so it was so crazy. I've never been to like a pro NFL game.
Right.
And I went with Andrew Willett, and he had suite tickets. So we went in the suite and free food and alcohol. Funny story, though. Guess who was sick and could only have a little bit of food and alcohol?
Oh, be you.
Yeah, but the energy is insane. Like, I'll give this to the Raiders, man. Like, their fans are like, when they're in a good mood, they're dope. One guy was like yelling. He's like, I'm calling in tomorrow. I'm like... One game.
Yeah, but they hadn't won in 16. Basically, they had lost a season's worth of games.
Yeah, it was cool though. And I walked to my car by myself, and everyone was fine. Like, they're like, I don't know where they get the super ghetto from.
I think a lot of it had to do with the gangbangers in LA that were their big fans.
Oh, that's
true. So
that
was probably part of it.
Yeah, because I had no problem with them. They were cool.
Yeah,
I actually really like them.
My experience at Raiders game was good as well. I also own a suite.
Which game did you go to? Did they win?
No, they haven't. No, it was this year, so no, they didn't win. that's easy math to do. They haven't won in quite a while.
Oh, I didn't know it was this year. That's yeah. But like now that I feel like I can't like go to like a regular game. I feel like a bitch, like a classy bitch.
All right, I think
it's like once you ride first class, you can't go back to coach, even though you have to.
Well, I think that's a good place to leave it. It was a good show.
But just preach. Don't ever ride first class because then coach is not going to be okay. All
right. Have you been tweeting more?
Once my phone restarts, I'll tweet it again.
Okay. Yeah, you need to tweet more. Follow Diana on Twitter, @bitchespreach. By the way, yell at her on Twitter, @bitchespreach. And go, hey, tweet more, bitch.
Yeah, and you can give me subjects to tweet about, and I will give you my personal bitches preach expert opinion.
She's your monkey.
Yeah, and if you haven't already, because you're, you know, going to tweet me later or whatever, you can also go to Amazon.com. Or no, through the Nate Darling Show tab.
Yeah,
website.
No. You go to Nate.
I keep fucking this up.
You go to NateDarlingShow.com.
Yes.
That's where the Well Hung podcast is hosted.
Yes.
Click the Shop Amazon tab. And just shop away. It doesn't cost you anything extra, and it helps support the show. And we do appreciate it.
We definitely do.
So that's it for this episode of the Well Hung Podcast.
Yes, it is.
Don't you love songs with the same title but are completely different? Whether it's, Katy Perry or Jules Sobule.
I did not. This is definitely different. I'm Jenny very intrigued.
Yeah, well, we'll listen to this as we wrap it up. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Dumb as a box of hammers, but he's such a handsome guy. And I opened up and I told about Larry. And yesterday, how he asked me to marry. Not giving him an answer yet. I think I can do better. And we left, compared notes. She took off her overcoat. I kissed a girl. Kissed a girl. She called home to say she'd be late. He said he worried, but now he feels safe. I'm glad you're with your girlfriend. Tell her hi for me. Then I looked at you, you had guilt in your eyes, but it only lasted a little while. Then I felt your hand above my knee. And we laughed at the world. They can have their diamonds and we'll have our pearls. I kissed a girl. Kissed a girl. Kissed a girl, her lips were sweet. She was just like kissing me. Kissed a girl won't change the world, but I'm so glad I kissed a girl. Kissed a girl. And we laughed at the world. They can have their diamonds and we'll have our pearls. Kissed a girl for the first time. I kissed a girl and I may do it again. Well, I kissed a girl, her lips were sweet. She was just like kissing me. but better.